Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Romance. I'm your host, Tricia Harlan McCarthy, a platform for authors, poets, and writers who love everything about romance. Today's guest is Warren Paul. He just wrote a new book entitled The Vigilante's Choice. It's debuting on Amazon October 22nd. So let's get into an interview with Warren and discuss his career as a male romance author and his latest book. Enjoy.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Everyone who's listening, we have our chat open, and I hope you'll call in. Our call-in number is 845-241-9835. Today's guest is our own favorite son of IG, and that's Instagram. That's Lawrence Hall. He's one of my buddies on Instagram and the Luke King of followers of all things romance. So welcome,
wow,
Lawrence, to the show.
Thank you, madam. It is a pleasure to be on with the world famous THC, the Tricia Hartley McCarthy. I appreciate it. I feel blessed and honored.
Yeah.
I'm like,
well, great. I'm glad you're honored, because I'm honored to have you on the show, because you're our very first male guest, which I feel blessed to have you on the show, because you bring a lot of different diversity to the whole industry. Really, you do.
Well,
and,
like I said, you never forget your first. So I'm glad to be your first male.
Thank you.
I plan on being memorable, whether I'm good or I'm bad. I plan on being remembered. So you know,
no,
let's do it.
No, you're always memorable. That's for sure. So whatever situation I've ever interacted with you, and you're always memorable. So tell me how you got into being a romance author. Give us a little background or whatever you want to, what do you want to discuss about your career?
All right, well, so I kind of didn't expect that. So how I became a romance author, basically, I'm married, and my wife, she started with the Twilight books. And so to me, Twilight was really cheesy. You know, I was like, come on, there's got to be something better here. And so I asked her, you know, what other books do you have? And so she started showing me all these other books, and I was like, well, is there, you know, like a superhero type in this romance genre? Because, you know, I came up with the whole, you know, romance is basically porn. So, I was part of that group that felt romance was porn. So I was like, you know, you have any type of storylines there? Is it just straight up, you know, porn? And she was like, no, there's storylines. So I said, okay, well, is there any superhero type stuff? And she was like, yeah, you know, romance has all kinds of things. And I'm like, okay, well, is there like a vigilante type, Batman type, superhero type book? And she said, not as far as she knew. I said, oh, okay, well, let me go ahead and write it for you, you know, because I want to kind of get you away from Twilight and away from, I think by that point she had moved on to 50 Shades. And I mean, she's got thousands of books now. So I was like, well, let me write something for you that you will enjoy. And that was my introduction to the world of romance. That was about 7 years ago, and I'm still on her TBR. She still hasn't read my book yet.
Oh, don't feel bad. My husband hasn't read my books either. So, yeah, I think when it comes to family, they're kind of like, eh. I don't know. I don't think we can impress our families too much as far as our books. But our friends and our colleagues, yes, we could absolutely awe them with our talent and our storylines. And the vigilante one is a very, very cool subgenre for the paranormal, because I don't see a lot of that. I think that's great that you angled in on that, because you really don't see that too much. And,
well, I mean, to me, it makes sense. I mean, I like that kind of stuff. So,
yeah, absolutely. So, so how long did it take you to write the first vigilante book, which I read, and it was very good, and I gave you 5 stars, and it was well-deserved,
well,
and kudos on the first publication of that book, you know, of your first book, and I think that's fantastic.
Thank you very much. How long did it take
you
to write it? Let's see, probably a couple of months. I actually sat on it, though, for about 7 years, because, like I said, I wrote it for her. She never read it. And so on a whim, I said, you know what? I'm tired of you not reading my book. I'll just go ahead and release it. So I did, and I started getting responses. So, but yeah, it took me a couple of months. But I'm an outliner. I'm a plotter. I'm a plotter and a panther. So
right.
I do a basic outline, and then I'll go from there. So I did the basic outline, and then I filled it in. That took me about a couple of months.
That's cool. Hey, we got our first caller in. Would you like to take our question from our caller?
This is going to be real interesting. Let's do it.
It should be. We'll see who it is. Hi,
this is Shalini. How are you?
We're great. I can't speak for once.
So,
hi, Lauren.
I didn't catch none of that. Who is this?
This is Shalini.
Shal.
Hello. How are you?
Good, good. I just wanted to say hi to you guys and congratulations. And no questions, but excited about your book.
Thank you. I'm actually overwhelmed for being an indie author and being new to the scene and being a male. I'm actually overwhelmed with the amount of response I'm getting because the romance scene for men, as I'm finding out, isn't necessarily the best, but I appreciate the love that I'm receiving from those who are looking to support it. So thank you. I appreciate it.
Good, good. Well, congrats again, and good luck. And like I said, I don't really have a question. I just wanted to call in and listen and support my friends, and that's it.
Well, do you want to stay? You could stay on the line with us if you want. I'll just put you on hold, but you can listen to the show as we.
I'm going to mute myself just to say hi because I want to hear all the stuff. So I'm going to mute, but I just want to say hi.
Well, look, I'm not afraid. So if you got questions, you can definitely ask them. I'm not afraid.
Yeah. Well, all right, you should be afraid of my questions, but.
Yes, there you go, Trisha. You go. You get him. All right, I'm going to put myself in mute as well. But you guys, if I don't get back, have a wonderful time. And congrats again.
Thank you.
I'm going to put you on hold. You can listen. So
yes,
thank
I'm
you for
listen.
Calling in. That's great.
Oh,
okay,
no worries.
I definitely
hey,
wanted
we
to
got
shout
a second.
Out. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Please. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I definitely wanted, and I would be remiss in not shouting out Kyra Fox from last week who gave me a shout-out, you as well. I really liked the previous podcast that I heard. I know you got ML Broom on the first one. I'm going to go back and listen to that one, too. So, you know, kudos to you, kudos to Kyra, and everybody else. You all are doing big
things.
I'm here to support you, help you out, you know, and I love what you're doing, so keep going.
Great. And we got two more callers, so I'm going to bring on the next caller, okay?
Oh, let's do it. Gird
your loins, okay? Hold on. Hold on. Hi, this is Trisha and Lawrence. Who's this? Hello?
Is this Trisha?
Line?
Am I on?
Yes, you are. Who's this?
This is Kristen Morgan.
Oh, hey, Kristen Morgan.
Another world famous person.
Yes.
Right.
I'm like honored, man. I mean, you all have no idea.
Oh,
like
God.
Seriously, like, you know, I'm in the presence of greatness. I'm so happy you all are allowing me to just partake in just this small portion. I really feel blessed.
Oh my God. Well,
this
we should be thanking you. You're amazing. You are absolutely amazing.
Yes.
Honestly, I do have a question for the author. Do you sleep? It is amazing the amount of stuff that you get done. It is absolutely mind-blowing. You write books, you do these loops, you work, you are a father, you are a husband, you are a coach. I don't know how you do it. Do you have any time to sleep?
You know what? Okay, so I'm a morning. I think this is the key to it. I'm a morning person. So as soon as I open my eyes, it don't matter if it's 3 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock. As soon as I open my eyes, as soon as my brain switches on, it's like get up and go do something, be productive. So for me, and I actually don't like going to sleep because I feel like I'm wasting time. You know, so
you'll sleep when
I,
you're dead, right?
Yeah. So if I work that day. You know, like, let's say, typically speaking, let's say a person works 9 to 5. Then they get home at 5 o'clock, 5:30, you know, traffic's bad at 6 o'clock. They got to eat dinner. They got to spend time with the family. They watch a little bit of TV. They go to bed, and then they do it all over again. I hate that. So it's like, you know, for me, if I get home at 5:30, eat dinner, 6 o'clock, eat dinner. 7 o'clock, you spend time with the family. Right about 7 o'clock, I'm like, look, y'all leave me alone. I'm going to go do my thing. And then I'll go to bed around midnight and then wake up around 4 or 5 in the morning and do it again. And I don't like giving my whole day to routine. You know, I got to do something. I'm creative. I'm an energizer. Mm-hmm. What can I say? But I got to do something creative during the day. If I don't, I feel like it's
weird. You sound a lot like
would
me,
that be
actually,
a personality?
I'm the same way.
Is that a personality
yep.
A type that we're talking about?
Yep. Oh, OCD, aww. Type A, you name it. Lawrence and I get along for a reason.
I'm sure you do.
Now, I will say it doesn't help that I do drink coffee and I do drink energy drinks during the day. So, you know, I am
right?
juiced most of the time.
Right. Well, I have to say that the Instagram community loves you, and you have brought a lot of awesomeness to a lot of people. And beyond your writing, you're pretty, you're a leader, definitely natural born leader. And I'm just happy to know you, honestly.
Like, you know, I'm wiping away a tear, man. You know.
Aww.
I mean,
I'm getting all sentimental.
Yes, I mean, you know, my heart is fluttering, you know, all the author idioms and, you know, all these different analogies that I can throw out there, you know, I appreciate you all. You all are great.
And I also have to say, I listened to a little bit before I got on, and I think it's so funny that you started off by writing a book for your wife, and she hasn't read it yet.
No, she
that's
has not.
Funny.
Now, here's
that's
what's
just
funny.
She was the catalyst. That's a good thing. Got you into all this.
My wife told me, she said, okay, you know what? Because she loves Happy Ever After. So she was like, your book one isn't done. I'll read it when you finish book two because I want to read the whole thing. And I'm like, okay, cool. I can accept that. I finished book two.
Oh, yeah.
I sent it out to the
yeah,
author.
That's true. That's a good point.
And I'm like, okay, read it now. And I'm still on her to-be-read list. She's like, no, I don't. I got to be in the mood to read it. What do you mean you have to be in the mood to read it? Just read the book.
Oh, my God.
So,
does she read a lot? Does she still read a lot of romances?
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. She's a voracious romance reader, like most, as I'm finding out, most romance readers are. You know, she consumes multiple books throughout the week. So I'm like, if you can consume all these books, you know, the Laura Lees, Jeanine Frost, you know, all these people, you can't fit Lauren Hall in there somewhere.
Oh, my God. One day. I hope one day she does read it, though. That would be awesome.
I do. I'm going to be interested in people to review it. You know, I'm like, if I wait all this time and you give me a 2-star review, I'm going to be mad.
Well, the thing is, now you've built it up so much. It better be awesome, right?
I know. And she's definitely the kind of going to give me an honest review, so she'll flat out tell me, you know, this doesn't sound like no. That's what I'll hear.
Right. You'll get brutal.
I sure hope it's right. But
you'll
I appreciate
get the brutal
Instagram
honesty
from
your wife.
At least you all are reading it.
Okay. Well, do you
all
have
right.
any other questions? Because we have another caller. I mean, we could if we haven't taken another question from Kristen, or do you have any other things to share with us?
Well, I'm open, so I'm here. I'm not going anywhere unless the THC kicks me off the air. It's like, you know, Lauren, you dominated the airwaves.
No,
get off.
Not at all.
Well, actually, I do have one more question.
All.
I'm curious. How many more books do you think you have in your future? You said that you've done both of these, and I know that you're working on another one. I don't know if you're talking about that yet, but I know that you're going to be releasing another one. Do you feel like you're just going to keep doing this on and on?
That's what's so crazy about it. And I know, you know, as being a writer, you know, and then all the other authors who are out there, for me, I've built this world so open, I think I can go for a while. My plan is to only do 5 of these, of the Vigilante series. That's my plan. So this is book 2. I'm going to do book 3. That'll be out in December, and then maybe 4 and 5. But I can honestly keep going because, you know, as you sit there and you write and your characters do what they want to do, I'm like, wow, okay, so we got this character sitting over here in the shadows. I can develop him later. Oh, we got her, you know, so I can keep going. I don't really have a plan to stop until somebody says, you know, you're trash, get out of here. But, you know,
yeah,
you know,
I mean, honestly,
you know,
I think as long as it's fulfilling,
like,
you know, and as long as you're enjoying it, yeah, keep going with that.
Yeah,
I can't believe that you wrote your first book in 2 months, though. That's fast. You're a fast writer.
I don't know if I can consider myself obsessive compulsive, but I can't stop until I've exhausted that creative flow that I'm in. So, you know, like even with, for those of you all that don't know, I do a lot of looping on Instagram. And so a lot of times Kristen will throw out an idea, hey, let's do this kind of loop. And I got to stop what I'm doing because she's introduced something creative to me. So now I got to exhaust that energy, you know. So as long as I'm still doing these, That's the power of
suggestion, right?
Exactly. Well, I'm a male, so I'm very susceptible to certain things. What can I say?
Exactly. You're not. Well, you have that natural born leader thing going on. So you know, we barely even mention it, and you're like, okay, let me take this over 100%.
That's awesome.
That's for sure.
Absolutely. And super organized. Like, you must be in management or something because you're really organized with everything that you do.
The only thing I'll say is fake it till you make it. Boom.
This is all smoke and mirrors.
This is your advice. No, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Right?
With the old commercial,
yeah,
never let them see you sweat.
Yeah, exactly.
They put on deodorant, so you know that's what I do.
Kristen, do you want to
let somebody else have a turn? I don't have any more questions, so I'll let somebody else have a turn. But I just wanted to say that thank you very much for having me on, Tricia, and it was very nice to talk to both of you in person.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
Okay. You're very welcome. You guys have a good evening.
You too.
Hopefully,
I don't sound like a, you know, hopefully we have people listening, and they're like, you know, this guy, Lawrence Hall, hopefully I'm not coming across like a two-year-old that's trying to hit the high notes like Mariah Carey. You know, hopefully the bass is there and the voice and, you know, the confidence is coming through. You know?
Oh, definitely.
Well,
definitely.
I would say yes to that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Thank you for calling in, Kristen. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Good night, guys.
Good night.
Night. So we have another call on hold. I don't want to keep them on hold too long because they've been on vacation. I'm going to bring them on real quick.
Let's do it.
Hi, this is Tricia and Lauren. Who's this?
Hello, how are you guys?
Hi, you. Oh, I know who this is. Hi, Susan.
Yes.
How are you?
It's Sunshine. How are y'all doing?
Good.
We're doing good. Susan's
That's
my intern.
Good.
She does a lot of my page stuff, so she's a loyal follower of this show. Thank you so much for being such a loyal follower. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're so welcome. So welcome. Yeah, coming from the State Fair here in Laurel, so I'm just listening in a little bit. But, yeah, I had some of the same questions that she asked. I think you pretty well covered that. But what is the most craziest thing you've ever happened, I mean, had to happen with some of your followers on Instagram?
Wow. Good question. So
this answer should be good. I'm waiting for this one.
Yes.
So I haven't, you know, okay, so if you follow me on Instagram, you know, a lot of times as I get certain posts, I'll definitely throw them online. So I haven't received any news yet because if I do, I'm definitely throwing that out there. There'll be a little black bar across them, but I haven't gotten that yet. Actually, I got to say that the community has actually been pretty decent. Most of the time, I just get people that will either try to give me advice or, you know, make various statements. But so far, everybody's been pretty civil. I haven't received that true fanatic of a person yet that just made me cringe. So the ladies are well behaved, I'll put it like that.
That's good, then. Well, I'm going to ask the same to Ms. Tricia. What is the craziest thing you've had to happen on your Instagram followers?
Now, this will be good. Sorry, mine was a little bit boring. I'm sure Tricia's got a good story.
No, it's these scanner guys that think, you know, what happens is when a woman posts her picture on Instagram, immediately you get all these creepers. You know, and they're this seems like the same person over and over again. They'll ask me how am I and how is my family, and I'm like, okay. And you kind of get to know who they are, and you just kind of block them. So it's continuous as far as the every day I block two or three of them, and I don't know. They go to a school to learn how to do this scamming thing. I don't know. They're all surgeons from the U.S. I just didn't know that the U.S. had that many surgeons, honestly. You know, and it's just funny. You just know who these guys are, and, you know, I'm just like, wow, another admirer. Goodbye. It's just really odd. It's really odd to me how they...
I know,
I
have that app a lot, too, so, yeah.
Now, I'll say this, though.
Go ahead.
Huh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. That's fine.
No, I was going to say, I'm looking forward. Now, this is one of those situations where I have a very overactive imagination, as you can imagine. So I'm actually looking forward to going to, like, a book signing convention, and I walk in, like, WWF style. You know, they're announcing Lawrence Hall walks in. Then all of a sudden it turns like a concert, and like all the fans go screaming and try to rip my clothes off. And I got to escape, you know, get on the bus and drive away because everybody just, you know, that's where my mind has gone. I haven't ever seen anything like that. But.
We're going to have to get you one of those. We're going to have to get you one of those big belts that they wear with the big silver buckle and the big, you know.
That's definitely.
That's funny.
That's what I know I've made it.
Well, it was nice meeting you, and like I said, I'm going to finish listening in and give someone else a chance. But like I said, it's nice meeting you, and I will be following up on reading some of your books there.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. You all are awesome.
But now, yeah, Miss Trish is my number one, though, so.
Thank you. You're very sweet. I appreciate that.
Since she has me on the show, I'll say okay. But,
yeah.
You know, if I wasn't on her show, I'd say a little bit.
Yeah.
But, you know, Mom taught me to respect the house I'm in. So, you know, this is her house. I'll respect her house and tell her, yeah, you keep her at number one. You go right ahead.
Hey guys, it's Callie. Hello. Hey, how are you all?
No. See, Callie is going to get on the line, and she's going to soothe everybody with her voice, and then next thing you know, I'm not going to be talking anymore. I can't compete with Callie. You know, she's in a whole other stratosphere. You know, she's the Madonna of DJ voices. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like icon status. I can't compete with this.
And he is being way too kind right now. So it's so nice to hear both of your all's voices.
Well, thank you. Like I said, hopefully it's coming across pretty decent.
Well, I was just wanting to call in and say, hey, I've been trying to call in for like 2 weeks, and something has always been crazy, but I just wanted to call in and wish you all good luck tonight. It's so awesome to hear you all over the phone.
That was so sweet for you to call in and follow the show, and, you know, we're just trying to get the word out, you know, and it's such a great platform for authors and poets, and, you know, I've got at least four months worth filled out for people who want to do this show, so you're one of them, too. You're one of them.
Oh,
we want to have them on, so.
Oh, I'm so excited. I can't wait. Hopefully I'll have hopefully I'll have a book to, like, talk about here soon. So.
And you know what? The best part is I'm featuring unpublished authors, because you got to start somewhere networking. But you've done that really well on Instagram. But I'm just to get the word out for people to follow you and to know what you're doing. So that part of my mission here is to, you know, spread the word early, because we all learn the hard way when we don't really have much of a platform. So I'm hoping that's given that to everybody who wants to be on the show. So.
I'll say you all are really super, super fantastic. You ladies are just great, you know, the support that you all give. And this is just throughout, not even for me, just, you know, for everybody. I really appreciate the people that I've been able to connect with, because, you know, I'm all about engagement, and you all could be, you know, you could be jerks, but you're not, you know. So, or you could, just my favorite saying, you could just tell me to go kick rocks, but so far you haven't told me to kick rocks. So, you know, it's pretty good. I really appreciate you all.
That's because you are a ringmaster, Lawrence. So somebody's got to run the circus, right? And we love our Loop family.
I
got to say that.
That's great. Hey, you
but
know,
we
Lawrence,
are in
you
all...
haven't really got... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay. I was going to say, in all sincerity, we're so thankful to have you, and honestly, you're the reason why we have our wonderful Loop family, because if you wouldn't have reached out to a lot of us, we couldn't have, you know, got this thing going. And Trisha, thank you so much for starting. This is so wonderful, and I love hearing everybody's voices, because I just love, love to hear the sound of everyone's voices. It's so comforting.
Callie is so happy, man. I mean, like, I thought I was a happy person. But I think Callie just puts me, she makes it seem like I'm depressed.
You
all are way too kind.
No.
And I hate to cut it short, but I've got to go. We've got a hot date at Captain D's tonight, so I've got to go back to my husband.
go have your hot date and have a great time. And thank you very much for calling in. We really appreciate it.
I sure will, and I hope you all have a good rest of the evening. I'll be listening to the rest of the broadcast later.
Okay.
Okay, talk to you later, guys.
Yeah. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Now, what's funny is Callie's going to go tell her husband. She's going to be like, yeah, Lawrence said hi. He's going to be like, who the heck is Lawrence?
they're hot.
Yeah.
Hey, you haven't really spoken much about the Vigilante's Choice. Why don't you give us a little purview of what's coming up in this next book in the series?
Okay. Well, I've had so much fun so far. This is great. So the Vigilante's Choice is my second book in the Vigilante series of books that I'm writing. Like I said earlier, it'll be about, my plan is about five of them. As you mentioned, it's a paranormal romance series. This book, the second book, The Vigilante's Choice, it actually concludes the story arc to what started in Vigilante, which was the first book. And like I said, it concludes the story arc. It doesn't conclude the series, because the series is going to keep going. But this one basically just ends what started with it. And let me see. There's the two main characters. There's Ashlyn Rivers. She's a detective for the Urias. And that's a fictional city, but the Urias Police Department. And then the Vigilante himself is Jaden Kane. Jaden, he's a mysterious person. He has a mysterious past. Book two really starts to reveal his past, some of the things that there'll be more that'll be revealed in future books, but this gives you a little bit more information about him, how he evolved and became the Vigilante. But there's still a lot more that's to be revealed in future books. Let's see what else. So it's called The Vigilante's Choice because throughout the book, the characters are going to be confronted, all the characters basically, all the major ones anyway, they're all confronted with choices that they have to make. It starts with Ashlyn having to make a decision that basically affects the story throughout the rest of the book. It starts off like that, and then it culminates with Jaden having to make a choice. He makes a choice that's going to carry out and have repercussions throughout the rest of the series. So, and then all the other secondary characters, they make choices too. And that's part of the reason why I write the way I write. I try to write, and this is what's so funny to me. Like, I came across another author, and it's not a knock on any author, so please no one be offended. But I came across another author. She said that she writes strong female characters, and it just made me think. I said, you know, I don't really write strong female characters. I write people. They're people. So that's why they make decisions. And so Vigilante Choice is all about these people having to make decisions. Like I said, it is a paranormal book. It's not like your typical paranormal book that you see, so you're not going to see any witches running around or shifters, at least not in these first two books. Now, that's not to say there's not witches and shifters running around in that world that's created, but in these first two books, especially the Vigilante's Choice, you're not going to see that. They're referred to as enhanced because as far as anyone knew, Jaden was the first enhanced individual that ever was made known. And that's a part of the choice that he has to make because as far as he knew, he was the first one, but then he came across Orion, who is the antagonist, the villain, and Orion is also enhanced. So Jaden doesn't really know how to deal with that because he was the only one that he knew. The Orion police department don't know how to handle it. No one really knows how to handle these enhanced individuals. So to me, the Vigilante's Choice and the Vigilante, they're both, and I've actually heard people say this in the reviews that they gave. They weren't really into paranormal and stuff like that, but this is a great gateway for them to get into it. So if you're not used to reading paranormal, you know, definitely pick up the Vigilante. Then pick up the Vigilante's Choice, which is coming out Tuesday, October 22nd. Yay! It's coming out. You know, you can get introduced into paranormal.
Is it going to be on Amazon or all the outlets?
It is going to be everywhere. So I did not put my book, you know, as an indie author. I know, you know, you have the choice of going Kindle Unlimited or, you know, releasing it wide. It's going to be everywhere. It's going to be on iTunes. It's going to be on Amazon, Kobo, is that Kubu? How do you say that? Kobo, whatever. And Barnes & Noble. So
I said
it's going to be all over the place. All right, we'll go
that's
with Kobo.
Yeah.
Basically, if you have an e-reader,
I,
you can pick it. You can find it somewhere. It's not limited to just Amazon.
Cool. And what is your book going to be listed for? What price?
It is $3.99. If you good question, Trisha. That's why you're world famous.
Thank you.
That's what I'm talking about. THC. So right now, it's a pre-order bonus. It is $0.99 pre-order. If you pick it up before it comes out on Tuesday, October 22nd, the Vigilante's Choice, available everywhere. If you pick it up before then, you get it for 99 cents. On release, the price goes up to $3.99. And also the book before, book one, is 99 cents, the Vigilante, and that's everywhere as well. So you can pick up both. Or you can pick up the Vigilante for 99 cents on Amazon, Kobo, Barnes & Noble, iTunes. Get that so that you can read it, jump into this epic storyline that's going on. People have told me that this book could be made into a movie. Because when I write it, I see it. You know, I see it being on a big screen. It's an epic story.
Yeah.
And then you can get the book itself, Vigilante's Choice. You can pre-order that. And if you pre-order it, there's a bonus that you get, which is you'll actually get the first chapter ahead of time. And then you also get, I pulled it, I saved it. There's a scene in the last act, the climax, where Jaden and Ashlyn split. And because they have something to do. The book, The Vigilante's Choice, follows Jaden, but if you pre-order the bonus, you'll get Ashlyn's journey. So if you want to see what happens with Ashlyn, you can pre-order it and get it that way.
That's good. After the broadcast, I'm going to go download it so I can get it at that great price of 99 cents. That's cool. And you get all the bonus material. So everyone who is listening, please go out and get Lawrence's book.
Now to get it, you have to send the proof of pre-order purchase. You want to send it to tvcpreorder@gmail.com, and then you'll get the bonus information. Unfortunately, because I can't see it, if you just pre-order it, but don't send me that, send that proof of purchase that shows you pre-ordered it for 99 cents ahead of time, then you wouldn't get the pre-order bonus. So. Because I actually have some people that pre-ordered it, but they didn't send out the email, so I can't give it to them because I don't know who they were. You know, and I'd love to give them their pre-order bonus, so definitely pre-order it. Show me proof. Just take a screenshot of the receipt or whatever have you. Send it to tvcpreorder@gmail.com, and then you'll get the pre-order bonus. 99 cents. Go to the $3.99 on release day Tuesday, October 22nd.
That's
I think that was
cool.
A pretty good plug. What you think?
I think so. I think it was a great plug. So tell me, what was your greatest challenge writing that book?
Good one. So actually, I gotta say my greatest challenge was the fact that I, like I said, I'm part plotter and part pantser. So I did my outline, and I had how the scene was going to go, and the characters went a total different way. There were a couple of, like I said, the book is all about the choices they make. So they made various choices that I was like, "What the heck are y'all doing?" And anybody that's not a writer, anybody that's not an author, you know, it sounds like
right.
schizophrenic or
Absolutely.
Something like that. I'm not. I think I'm sane, but you know, sanity is an eye.
I know.
Of
my characters do the
my
same
fantasy.
Thing. Yeah.
But
yeah.
Yeah, I think that
one minute I'm writing about my character, the next minute is that he's a, you know, psychopath. So
right, exactly.
It's very surprising. Yeah, exactly.
So,
what shows up.
So for me, that's actually what happened. I sat down. I said, okay, I'm gonna go ahead and write this. It was the first two scenes. I wrote the first scene, no problem. Second scene, Ashlyn does something I did not see coming. Like, what are you doing?
They double cross
so
you
set
every
the tone
time.
For the rest
every
of the
time.
Book.
I love that. I know. Yeah, the characters have a mind of their own, and they're channeled through some kind of cosmic writing machine that comes into our brains and into our typing and, you know, in the words
really
show up on
amazing.
The page, which is kind of cool.
It's amazing when you open, and this is the way I look at it, when I open my mind, and I think I'm a little different. Barely I'm not. But, you know, when I open my mind up, the stuff that comes pouring out, I'm like, wow, okay. So, yeah, they totally made me change up how I thought it happened because of the choice she makes. Like, are you serious? Really?
Right. Yeah. And then you get all judgmental. Okay. You're writing.
I stepped away from my keyboard and I didn't write for like 2 days. And I was like, why did you do that? I had to change everything up. I walked outside. It was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. So you needed some time away from your characters because they were giving you trouble. I get it.
Yes.
We're getting down to our last few minutes. Yeah, absolutely. That's the best part. It's the surprise element. You know, you could plot all you want, but they have other directions they're going to take you. And that's the best part of writing to me. Is I'm always surprised by what I write. So we're coming down on time here, but if there's anything else you want to add about anything, please, you know, please feel free.
Well, you know, everybody's heard. I don't know if you're going to ask me this anyway, but, you know, definitely – I'm looking forward to getting that fan, that fanatic. You know, where are you at? So come stalk me. You know, not literally, but definitely stalk me.
Yeah.
You know, you can go. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. Lawrence Hall, author. Facebook. I think it's LHALL 5819, something like that. You'll find me on Lawrence Hall, author. I'm on Twitter, but I don't really use Twitter a lot. I'm more on Instagram and Facebook, but I'm on Goodreads. I'm on BookBub.
Yeah.
I don't have a newsletter yet. Here's what's so funny about it. I'm an author, but I'm struggling trying to figure out what my newsletter would be. So that's why I haven't started a newsletter because I
don't
know what to write about.
Don't feel bad. I had a newsletter, and I thought, gosh, I can't regurgitate the same thing over and over again. So that's not something that I've struggled with as well. So it's not a – not uncommon, I would think, that people, you know, authors, you know, not only in addition to writing, then you have a newsletter and a blog and whatever else they're doing. So there's a lot of things going on as an indie author that we have to learn, you know, and marketing
yeah.
and promos and writing and, you know, whatever else, and formatting, who knows? It's just a whole gamut of things. So
It's fun, though.
It is.
Well,
it is.
Maybe.
It's good to learn new things. I love to learn new things every day, and I do. I learn something new every day. So we're getting down on time, so I just want to thank you for joining me and talking about your new book. I'm excited for you. That's, you know, it's wonderful that you are part of a community that is so supportive. I know I found it very supportive and helpful, and just overwhelmingly blessed to have such wonderful people to rely on to help us get the word out about our book. And Vigilante Choice is one of them.
No, I thank you. I really do appreciate. My voice went up a couple of octaves. Let me take it down a notch. You know, the feeling was there, so you know, I went up a little bit. So, but no,
absolutely.
I thank you. This was amazing. I really do appreciate it. It was great. I'm definitely gonna spread the word about you and what you're doing. You're doing big things, and
you know, thank you.
I may make some people a little jealous here, but you know, you are one of my favorites. You know, every parent has their favorite child, whether they admit it or not.
I'm usually the redheaded one. I appreciate that. I love you dearly. I really do, and that's the truth. So I can't thank you enough for helping me get my word out about this show and the platform, and you know, being supportive and. Your excitement was great and made me feel good. You know, it's been exciting. And anyone else who wants to be on the show, please contact me through IG. I'm author Trisha Harley McCarthy, or on Facebook, Trisha Harley McCarthy individual, or Trisha McCarthy. I can't even speak today. Trisha Harley McCarthy book. I'm on both Instagram and Facebook. And then next week, I'm welcoming Maria Lewis, who wrote a book, who's written several books that Love Me Tomorrow. She'll be on, and she's just the loveliest woman, and she's a very accomplished writer, so I'm very excited to have her on to give more of a platform to this show. And Lawrence, thank you so much for being part of it today, and you've really been helpful in every way possible. You know, with my career, and I hope nothing but success on the Vigilante's Choice for you, and that you have a bang up, you know, first release day, and it'll just go swimmingly for you. I really can't say more than that.
I was your first mail. Hopefully, I did. Hopefully, I ruined you for anybody else.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna have a smoke after this, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, there you go.
No. It was great having you on. I really appreciate it. So thank you again. And thank you, everyone, for listening. And for anyone who listened to the rebroadcast, we hope that you enjoyed the show and meeting Lawrence and hearing more about his book. And he's a romance author who's a guy. That's so cool. I like that part.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. You take care, Lawrence. Thank you again.
All right. Enjoy.
We'll see you next week, everybody. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.